Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
It's time to bring this back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Friedberg. She is the CEO of Wealth Media Company, the author of Personal Finance and the Encyclopedia of Modern Money Management. Barbara, thanks again for hanging out with us. Did we get everything said about the market in the last segment? You got any other comments you'd like to make about that
before? You know, I just want to highlight that markets are very volatile, and you definitely want to be diversified. You don't want to try and hit a home run, because more chances than not, you're going to use your money, your money.
Have market a plan. Timing is a fool's errand, isn't it?
Absolutely. Have a plan, an investment plan. Stick with it. Decide how much you want in stocks, how much you want in bonds, cash, real estate, and then just stick with that and realize your value is going to go up and down. And ultimately, hopefully, it will go up as it has done in the past.
What should we look for? If you've already admitted this, that the stocks are probably overvalued. What kind of a trigger would you think? What indicator would you think would need to be looking for to tell us when to start maybe liquidating a little bit?
Well, I don't believe in trying to time the market.
No, but I mean, but there's got to be a reason to get out. So, what would you?
The only reason that I believe that you get out of the market is when you're going to need the money for something.
So you're recommending people write it down? You know, it's going down.
But you have to have the amount in the market that you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
For example, if you're hitting retirement and you're going to need the money within 5 years, you may only want 40% of your entire wealth in investment. And the rest is more liquid, and you can handle the ups and downs, which typically a down is not going to last more than a year or 18 months.
So talk to us about women in investing. What do women know? How are women better investors than men?
Actually, there have been studies that have said women are better investors than men.
Were these studies by women?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just teasing. Barbara knows I love her. Go ahead,
that's
Barbara.
That's good. No, women typically are a little more sensitive to security. They're a little less aggressive. So they may not be as ruthless with their investing.
Foolhardy.
Or they may not take as many risks, which means over the long haul, women have been found to exhibit better returns than men. But there's another problem, which is women typically have turned over investing to men. And so there are many, many women that see that as a men's job, and they're scared of getting in the market.
Why do you think that? Do you think it's because there's a lot of strategy to investing? There's a lot of research, a lot of detail, and a lot of things that women are clearly capable of doing, but they may not be inclined to do it. Is that right?
You know,
am I right about that?
I don't know.
If a woman will allow a man to do it for her, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think it's that women are less inclined. I think it's more of a societal expectation over the years. In the past, it was the men handled the money, the women handled the budget and raising the kids. And there's just some gems of that type of thinking that remain.
Right.
Now,
let's take some single people, though. Let's say that you've got a man and a woman who are both single. They both have a good income. They both have their own estate that they're working on. Is a woman more inclined to let a manager manage her decisions or than a man or not, would you think?
I think they'll both go possibly to a manager.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't think there's any data to support that women would go to a manager more than a man.
Okay. All right.
And I think probably today things are changing quite a bit because there are so many women in the workforce.
Mm-hmm. But is a woman more likely to want a woman manager to talk to her about her money than a man? Have you any research on that?
I have no research on that whatsoever. Hmm. So I really cannot.
I've given you a couple of good assignments here, then, Barbara.
I know you have. Now I've got to go home and look up the research. But I did want to throw in, you know, my new website, Robo Advisor Pros.
Right.
Focuses on the new automated investment platform.
Tell the audience what that is. What's a Robo Advisor?
A robo-advisor is simply a computer-assisted investing. So instead of letting your manager do all of your investing for you, you tell the computer, hey, I'm say, 30 years old.
It's like a wizard. It's like a wizard. We used to call them wizards.
Is that what we call them? Okay, a wizard is good. Some people call them digital investing.
Yeah.
And you tell them a little bit about yourself. I could take a certain amount of risk because I'm young. I'm not going to need the money. And then they come up with an investment mix for you that is professional, research-backed, and a heck of a lot cheaper than you would pay
Are they reliable? I mean, do they pass the test of scrutiny?
Absolutely. Most of their theory behind them is based on Nobel Prize winning financial
theory. I've never used a robo advisor before. I've seen them and I've had them made available. I've never used one. I've never tried one.
I think there's about 15, 20 of them out there, maybe more, and even financial advisors are now offering them to their clients.
Wow, how about that? Hold on to that thought. I need the website quickly, Barbara.
Robo Advisor Pros.
All right, .com. All right, so check it out. Quick break. Right back with Barbara Friedberg after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.